Welcome, welcome, Morning Star Travelers, to a new episode and message called The Transformation. This message will be posted on the blog page with all of the scriptures, but I am not going to include them in the message, so study them when you have heard the message so that you will have scriptures to refer to. Thousands of years ago, before technology was ever heard of, the real ET, the Holy Ghost, sent us a message. The message came in a form that everyone could receive. We call it the Bible. The message was an announcement for telling us that a live messenger was coming. Then the live messenger came in the form of a baby 2,000 years ago. The baby was the message that God was sending us, new life. He was telling us that this baby was His gift, the gift of transformation that He was sending and offering the human race. As we watched the baby grow up and become the Son of God, He was intended to be our example of who we could partake of and be transformed into. This good news, the message, was that God was offering the human race an upgrade. He was creating a new life form, a new species, and Jesus was the prototype. Jesus is not a religion. He is who we are invited to become. He is a gift, so you must receive it. He is a supernatural seed that is imparted by the Holy Ghost, the real ET. Once you have received this gift, the seed will be imparted unto you, and the transformation will begin. The seed is designed to grow within you and mature you spiritually when you feed on the message that was sent. These words are spirit, and they will be life unto your spirit to nurture the seed of transformation. The words will renew your mind to the things of the spirit, and they will override your natural mind. As you renew your mind, it hastens the transformation. It establishes the connection you will need with the Holy Ghost so He may communicate with you and become your teacher. There is nothing more supernatural than having a relationship with the Holy Ghost. This is the ultimate relationship which allows you supernatural awareness. Once the transformation has begun, you will begin to go through many different stages. It is a daily struggle and warfare with your own flesh and carnal mind to keep on growing and moving forward in the Spirit. You will have many opportunities to abort the transformation and return to carnal life. You may study this in Mark chapter 4 about growing or not growing. Please do study all of the scriptural references in the text message, as well as the footnotes. The footnote will tell you that there is no DNA in the spirit. DNA is not part of the transformation. It eliminates carnal codes of DNA. So this is the message at this point in time. We will then next time study about the Holy Spirit, who is the one who determines our rate of growth and transformation.